Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Because I told you once before goodbye, but I came back again.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For the next couple of days on the show, we're going to hear how the story of the Beatles is being re-examined again this year. We're calling it Beatles 2K11. Tomorrow, we'll hear about the upcoming HBO documentary on George Harrison that was directed by Martin Scorsese. On Friday, writer Tim Riley will join us to talk about his massive new biography of John Lennon. But today, we'll focus in on a new work from one of the living Beatles, Paul McCartney. He just debuted his first ballet score called Ocean's Kingdom with the New York City Ballet. And here with her take on it is Jennifer Homans. She's the dance critic for the New Republic and author of the ballet history Apollo's Angels. And welcome back to Soundcheck, Jennifer.
Thanks. Great to have to be here.
So Ocean's Kingdom, what is this? What's the big idea here?
Well, Ocean's Kingdom is really an effort to create a kind of almost a 19th century story ballet in the 20th century. 21st. You're right.
Welcome
you.
To the 21st century.
So here we are with a story about a water world, an underground ocean world, and then a story about people from the earth, and there's a love duet and a kidnapping and a rescue, and it's all very involved. It all takes place in about 50 minutes. And in the end, the story is pretty thin and probably not really the point, because it's very hard to follow in a ballet, the story itself. So, you know, what do you look for then? You really look for the dancing. What kind of dancing is it to what kind of music?
Well, and in this case, when the music is by Sir Paul McCartney, ex-Beatle, does anybody look at the dance?
Ah, well, yes, you must, because you're there and that's what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason people come to the theater, and that is certainly, I think, one of the problems in a way with this ballet, is that they're trying to bring people in the theater on McCartney's name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But the honest
truth, I smell a big butt coming.
Yeah, there's a butt coming.
But
which
with
is,
one T, by the
but,
way.
But the score is just not very interesting. And the dance that is set to it with choreography by Peter Martins is also not very interesting. And so what you get is, you know, a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement around this kind of a collaboration, and then a sort of flat moment of, oh, well.
Well, you know, Paul McCartney has for a number of years done classical works, an oratorio, orchestral pieces. And, you know, the classical music world has sort of, basically it seems like their reaction has been, oh, isn't that nice? The Beatle is playing at being a composer. I mean, is the guy ever going to, I mean, is he ever going to get a fair shake when he steps into, quote-unquote, classical territory?
Well, I mean, I suppose he could. You can never predict the future, what he's going to do, but
I guess what I'm asking is the deck kind of stacked against him?
Well, it probably is, but, you know, I think if he produced something really interesting, then people would recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that people just pigeonhole him. You know, he's an extraordinary artist. We all know that. And, you know, I found myself wishing at the end of the ballet that they had done McCartney as McCartney, what he knows how to do best. And I don't want to limit him in any way.
Right.
But,
well, how do, I mean, in terms of the ballet, the actual dance working with the music, it seems like, having read some articles over the past month or so detailing how Peter Martins and Paul McCartney worked together, it seems like, you know, they had a pretty good process where the music and the dance grew up simultaneously. Do they at least fit together well?
I suppose you could say that they fit together in some way, but the problem is that there's a kind of emptiness at the heart of this music. And, you know, that's reproduced in the choreography. There's a lot of procession, spectacle, people moving around the stage in sort of vaguely pompous ways as if they were doing something important. And then there are dances, pas de deux, solos. none of them with very interesting steps or movements. It's very, very simple in the vocabulary of ballet that's used, and then with this kind of envelope of spectacle on top of it.
Do you think the simplicity was intentional as a way of keeping it accessible for people who are not balletophiles, you know, who are new to the dance world?
It may have been. It may have been an effort to tell a story in a clear and simple way, but what it ends up doing, whatever the motive, is reducing the dance to something that is just, I mean, the honest truth is it's boring.
That seems to have been the general critical consensus so far to Ocean's Kingdom, which is the new New York City ballet production with music and libretto by Paul McCartney. It's staged at Lincoln Center's Koch Theater, right next door to the Met, and there will be a performance on September 29th at 7:30. The premiere was last Thursday, the 22nd. Here's a little taste of McCartney's score. This is from the first part of Ocean's Kingdom. Just a little bit from Ocean's Kingdom, Paul McCartney's music that has spawned this New York City ballet production, which has met with, you know, some critical questions. And we're speaking with Jennifer Homans, dance critic for The New Republic and author of the book Apollo's Angels, A History of Ballet. Peter Martins, the City Ballet Master-in-Chief, he has sort of a history of, you know, attempting to do a similar thing that Peter Gelb is doing next door at the Met, right? Trying to bring in a more populist audience.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's trying to think about how to bring people in and how to bring young people in and make these art forms that have become a little bit isolated more accessible, opera, classical music, classical ballet. But, you know, here you can actually sort of take a snapshot almost of this week, because at the New York City Ballet you have Ocean's Kingdom, which is really a low point in the art of ballet. I mean, he has taken things down in order to bring people in. And in fact, it doesn't work, because people don't come if it's not good. Across the plaza, you've got Peter Gelb putting on Anna Bolena, and it's a spectacular performance. You've got the HDTV, everybody's set up outside in Lincoln Center. Down at 42nd Street, there's a sense of excitement, of something new happening here, of something that is aspiring higher, as at the same time that it's opening itself up. At the same time, you know, same week, you've got a 17th century Baroque opera at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, Atys, which also was sold out and a beautiful performance. So it's not necessary to go down to bring people in.
So there are examples out there of this being done successfully, of appealing to a somewhat larger audience.
Right.
Having said that, working with Paul McCartney will certainly get a level of attention in the press and in advance that you don't get even with, you know, having Anna Netrebko's picture on the side of the bus stop and the cover of the Arts and Leisure in the Times. You know, there are always going to be people who want to know, what can this guy do?
I'm not against the collaboration. I think it's a fabulous idea. Why not bring him in? Why not have a new interaction between this great star and the world of dance? The New York City Ballet has some fabulous performers. The woman who stars in the McCartney Ballet, Sarah Mearns, is a very interesting performer. So there's no reason this couldn't have worked. But the Martins choreography isn't up to it. The music is not up to it. It just doesn't come together.
There's one element we haven't discussed, and that is the costumes.
Ah, yes, the costumes.
Which are by McCartney's daughter, Stella McCartney.
The costumes are a kind of caricature and pastiche of fashions and styles from the 60s forward. And, you know, they too are they're just unappealing, and they're fussy and in the way, and they, you know, there's no there in this ballet.
So your take on this is not a bad idea, but bad execution.
Bad execution, and, you know, you've got to do things for the right reasons. Bringing McCartney in because he's a big name and will sell tickets is the wrong reason to do an artistic collaboration. Do an artistic collaboration if you think you've really got something that you want to do with McCartney or that McCartney has to say to the ballet. Mm-hmm. You know, so the reason to do it, I think, in this case, really matters.
Jennifer Homans is dance critic for The New Republic and author of the book Apollo's Angels, A History of Ballet. And we've been talking about Ocean's Kingdom at the New York City Ballet with music by Paul McCartney. The next performance is tomorrow, the 29th, at 7:30. The premiere was last Thursday, the 22nd. You can watch it and decide for yourself. And the CD recording of the McCartney score is due out on October 4th. Jennifer, a pleasure having you back on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And tomorrow on the show, we'll hear about the new George Harrison documentary on HBO, directed by Martin Scorsese, and we'll take your calls about the so-called Quiet Beatle. And coming up, a live performance in our studio from the band Foster the People. This is Soundcheck.
I really want to see you.